Please refrain from posting online and social media reviews of your experience, as these may be considered testimonials and are subject to regulations under the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and are not allowed by Gradient Advisors, LLC. Clicking like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Advisors, LLC, and or their affiliated investment advisor representatives.
This is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jeffrey provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird.
Hello and welcome back to Financial Focus. My name is Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts Wealth Management. If you would like more information about what you hear during the show today, please give us a call at 702-346-1335 or visit us online at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. During our show today, we're going to discuss how you can take steps to give your financial strategy some degree of protection against future inflation and market volatility. A Kiplinger article, "You Need a Retirement Contingency Plan, 5 Steps to Get It Done," has some excellent insights about how you may be able to prepare your assets for future economic uncertainty and volatility. I think a conversation about contingency plans fits nicely into our conversation about tariffs and the chaos they can create. The first of the 5 steps is to create an emergency fund, which is something we've often trumpeted on this show. Though you likely know how important an emergency fund can be, data suggests not enough people actually have one. The article cites a bank rate study that determine more than 1 out of 4 people have no emergency fund at all. Additionally, about 59% of Americans express discomfort with their amount of emergency savings. No matter where you fit into bank rates data, it's essential to have an emergency fund and to contribute to it regularly. The money that you dedicate to your emergency fund should be held in the event you need it to address unexpected expenses like medical emergencies, home and car repairs, or sudden job loss. Many financial services professionals recommend that you always have at least 6 months of living expenses in your emergency fund. The article's next recommendation is to make sure your investment portfolio is diversified. By balancing your asset allocation, you may position yourself to better manage potential risk. The article adds that portfolio balance is more than simply investing in stocks and bonds. Investing in mutual funds, ETFs, and real estate can help your overall portfolio. Additionally, putting cash into high-yield savings accounts and opening an IRA may also be beneficial. However, it isn't enough to just diversify your investments. You should also rebalance those allocations over time, because it may help you better manage risk and mitigate some financial loss. One caveat here, what I just shared with you comes directly from the article, and I won't go any further on the topic of investment because we simply don't have the time during our show to really get into all the possible risks and rewards that come with building a portfolio. If investing is part of your financial strategy, I'd urge you in the strongest terms possible to do so only when working with a financial services professional. Another way to buffer your retirement against potential future economic volatility is to create additional income streams. Because traditional pensions are going the way of dinosaurs, and Social Security's future is seemingly a permanent political football, it may be important to work with your financial services professional to build additional income. The article suggests discussing things like CDs, purchasing rental property, or a side hustle as things worthy of a meeting with your financial services professional. The article concludes by noting the importance of remembering that future inflation is very likely. As you age and enter retirement, prices will go up, whether fairly slowly due to normal inflation or rapidly because of unexpected high inflation. So be sure to include inflation when considering your future income needs. And if you have a pension or annuities, check to see if they have a cost of living adjustment or COLA. I touched on the fact that inflation is a retirement possibility that we should all prepare for earlier in the show, but in our remaining time today, I'd like to put that subject under the spotlight. A Bankrate article, 5 Ways to Keep Inflation from Wrecking Your Retirement, has some excellent details. Its first recommendation is not to hold onto too much cash. Yes, everyone should have a solid amount of cash in their savings and debit accounts to manage their everyday needs as well as to address large purchases and unexpected emergencies. But you shouldn't view your cash as a long-term investment. This is especially important when inflation is high because as inflation climbs, your cash has less purchasing power. If you currently have too much cash in hand, reach out to your financial services professional to discuss long-term investment opportunities that may provide a better rate of return over time. Another way to guard your retirement against inflation is to consistently reevaluate your portfolio, which is something we discussed a bit earlier in the show. The article explains that if you're a younger investor, this process likely means utilizing a portfolio mainly built of stocks. But there are other potential investments like inflation-protected bonds and commodities that may keep you one step ahead of inflation. Regardless of what's currently in your portfolio and how you intend to adjust it over time, it's essential, in my opinion, to only navigate the investment world with a financial services professional acting as your guide. When you sit down with your financial services professional, be sure to ask them for their insights into 3 key areas: stocks, inflation-protected bonds, and commodities. The next piece of advice is to delay filing for Social Security for as long as you can, because doing so may provide you with a clear economic advantage. While you may file for Social Security when you turn 62, filing that early will mean leaving a sizable amount of money on the table. If you file once you hit your full retirement age, you'll receive 100% of what you've earned. But if you wait until you turn 70, you'll receive an additional 8% for each year you wait. Once you turn 70, there's no longer a benefit to waiting to file. According to the Social Security Administration, the full retirement age for those born in 1955 is 66 and 2 months, and it increases in 2-month increments before hitting age 67 for everyone born in 1960 or later. Once you file for Social Security, your payment is locked in, except for cost of living, or COLA, adjustments that aren't automatic, but are instead determined by various market forces. In 2025, the COLA was 2.5%. Planning for future retirement costs is another way you may be able to provide yourself with some degree of financial protection. As the article explains, healthcare costs have typically gone up at a rate that's been even higher than overall inflation. That means inadequate planning could eventually be disastrous for your nest egg. Regarding healthcare, the first thing you should do is thoroughly research Medicare. Throughout my career, I've had to frequently tell a new client that Medicare doesn't cover all of their retirement medical expenses. And they're all the more shocked when I tell them that the program doesn't cover things like long-term care services, dental, vision, or hearing. You'll need to work with your financial services professional to find tools that can help you cover what Medicare doesn't. As we noted earlier, you may want to consider long-term care insurance, annuities with long-term care benefits, and life insurance with a long-term care rider. The article also suggests about using a health savings account, or HSA, which comes with a triple tax benefit because your contributions are tax deductible, The investment growth is tax-deferred, and your withdrawals for qualified healthcare expenses are tax-free. Finally, one of the best ways to protect yourself from inflation is to save more and spend less. The more you sock away today, the better your lifestyle may be in retirement. The article also references the potential value of the 4% rule, which simply suggests withdrawing no more than 4% of your retirement account in any year if you're planning for a 30-year retirement. If you have any questions about retirement taxes, your retirement goals, or any other elements of your financial strategy, please visit my website at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com or call my office at 702-346-1335 to discuss how my team might be able to answer your questions and address your concerns. If you enjoyed the show today, visit my website and click on my radio page. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Be safe and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Financial Focus. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Jeffrey Bird at Financial Concepts. Call 702-346-1335 or visit them online at financialconceptsmesquite.com.
Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Bird offer investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota 877-885-0508 and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors LLC and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Financial Concepts Inc. is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors LLC insurance products and services offered through Jeffrey Bird and Ronald Bird independent agents. Financial Concepts Inc., Jeffrey Bird and Ronald Bird and Gradient Advisors LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.